This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Bob Stauffer is the Oilers radio analyst. Bob, thanks so much for your time. So, Taylor Hall, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and who's it going to be, you think, come Friday?
Well, Bill, if you talk to the fans, they want it to be Nail Yakupov. It hits 90%. There was far more discourse and discussion the last 2 years from the fans' perspective on the merits of Sagan versus Hall, and then last year on Nugent Hopkins versus Adam Larson and Gabriel Landeskog. So this, I find this really interesting because, you know, it's a scenario in which the Oilers scouting staff really has the confidence of the Oil fan base right now, which wasn't always the case. As far back as 2007, I recall writing the column in the Edmonton Sun after they took Alex Plante 15th and Riley Nash 21st and said, what are you guys doing here? And but it all changed starting with the 2008 draft of Jordan Eberle. And they've got Eberle, Nugent, Hopkins, and Hall. It doesn't include PRV, who they got in the first round of 09. They got a bunch of defensemen coming. But the fans want Nail Yakupov. And so that's going to make for a very compelling draft day for a lot of Oiler fans.
Now, how would the fans feel about that pick being swapped out and getting somebody more tangible in terms of somebody they know at the NHL level? How do they feel about that?
Well, if they were to get, we're just hearing reports now that maybe Bobby Ryan's available. If the Anaheim Ducks were to, overwhelm the Oilers and give up a Bobby Ryan, the sixth overall pick, and the rights to Justin Schultz, I think there'd be a lot of Oilers fans excited in that. I don't see Bob Murray doing that. EJ, it's a situation where I think you need to use entry-level contracts to your advantage, and you take a look at players coming out of the OHL over the last decade. There's 12 forwards drafted in the top three in the last decade out of the OHL. 11 of them made their NHL teams immediately and contributed right away. And the only one that didn't, ironically enough, was Bobby Ryan, and he's had four straight 30-goal seasons. You know what you're getting with these guys that come specifically out of that league. It's immediate impact. So, that's part of the issue here. And unless they were to get a stud defenseman that could really, and a stud today defenseman at 26, 27, 28, I think the fans' preference would be that the Oilers draft the Yak.
You know, Bob, you're talking about immediate impact, but as you know better than anyone, this is a team, the Oilers haven't made the playoffs in 6 years. So if it's going to be immediate impact with all these high picks, when's it coming?
Fair question. And they got it. Look, my theory is draft forwards at the top end of the draft and trade for D. The Bruins won the Cup 2 years ago. They didn't have one Boston Bruin drafted defenseman in their starting six. The Kings this year had three guys that they drafted, but their shutdown guys were all guys they acquired by a free agency or from trade. It's coming. The thing is, if you take Yakupov, you got Hall and Yakupov on one line, and you had Nugent Hopkins and Eberle on another. And so you got two lines that can attack and score, and then address the rest of the roster, utilizing some of your assets. And, I think that's the mindset of a lot of the fans here. But there is an expectation. I'll make a prediction right now. I'd be surprised by July 2nd or July 3rd if the Oilers hadn't picked up another quality defenseman to help them out, regardless of what happens in terms of, potentially trading down the draft.
All right. Defenseman, how about the guy you mentioned, Justin Schultz? He's a guy that has, he's not going to sign with the Anaheim Ducks. July 1st, he deregistered from the University of Wisconsin. He'll become an unrestricted free agent on that date. I've heard the Edmonton Oilers mentioned. I think there's going to be a lot of teams in there pitching for young Justin Schultz. It's not often that you get a 22-year-old defenseman with a lot of talent that's just totally a free agent. Can the Edmonton Oilers wrap up the deal and get him up there?
Well, historically, EJ, you would say that they would have a terrific challenge trying to make something like that happen. But I do think that they can make a compelling case to provide opportunity to Justin Schultz. To me, this is like a U.S. college football recruiting trip. I'd have the big boys in play here. The moment he becomes a free agent, and we all know the other 29 teams in the league are going to be chasing this guy, but I'd have Nugent Hopkins, Hall, and Eberle join Steve Tambellini and Kevin Lowe on the plane and, really reinforce, look, you got a chance to be a part of something right away. You're going to play right away because the Oilers' defense is nowhere near good enough, and they need a second pairing right shot D, and that's what he'd be to start, and he might be in the top pairing halfway through the year. So I know Steve Tambellini and myself, I kind of tagged along and we watched him play in the playoffs against Denver when the Oilers were in Colorado, and he was clearly head and shoulders above that level. His history is he needs a transition year, and then the second year he really steps up offensively. He'd be a terrific addition for the Oilers. You can bet that assuming he goes to free agency, and by all indications he will, that the Oilers will be one of the teams that would certainly be stepping up trying to make that happen.
Bob, the Oilers have not yet named a head coach. It seems like everything's pointed to Brent Sutter, and the question is, why?
I don't think it's going to be Brent Sutter.
Oh, you don't?
No, I think that Ralph Kruger stands a tremendous chance here to you know, you take a look at the Oilers situation. He's had to handle the team the last couple of years as an associate coach. I think he did a good job. He was their power play coach last year. The Oilers dramatically improved their power play. I think they finished the year third. The Oilers have already, Kevin Lowe and Steve Tambellini have on more than one occasion said that Ralph Kruger will merit serious consideration to be the next head coach.
Bob, if he's the guy, what's taking so long? Why wouldn't he just give him the job?
I think that they wanted to, well, first of all, I mean, when did Peter DeBoer get hired? Last year by New Jersey.
Well, pretty late in the game.
But that is unusual. But that is unusual, and that is New Jersey, which is usually a different setup.
Well, you know what? Taking a look at what New Jersey's done, maybe there's some other organizations that can learn. You know,
fair.
You take a look at scouting, right? David Conte, the Oilers finally committed to drafting and developing, and maybe they've copied the New Jersey model here. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a coach in place in the next 2 weeks, and I wouldn't be surprised if that coach is Ralph Kruger.
All right.
Fair to hear first, man.
All right. Bob, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Excellent stuff, fellas. Take care.
All right.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.